Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to greet you on the air as we face the issues. I look forward to this broadcast each and every day. I pray that you do. We're looking at it from a biblical standpoint, a Christian patriotic standpoint, a conservative perspective. But when we look at it, analyzing the issues, bringing these issues to you for your consideration, we pray that you will join in the dialogue and discussion. You can do that each and every day on this broadcast by simply dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're out of the area code, you may be listening by way of internet. If you're out of the area code, you're on internet listening and to the broadcast, join in by dialing 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion. We'll be talking about a very, very important subject today. We'll be looking at, analyzing, scrutinizing the recent judge's decision, a judge that was appointed by President Donald J. Trump, a judge that is now being highly scrutinized and criticized by the loose, lax, lost liberals, the communists on the left, because of the ruling that was made to obliterate, to set aside, to cancel the mask mandates for transportation. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, as one article I recently read said, already about 90% of Americans are free from the mask. There's some that are wanting to continue to wear it. We'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast. So we invite, we encourage your call-in dialogue and discussion today. Are you in agreement with the mask mandate being lifted? Do you believe the judge made the right choice, the right decision? Do you believe that people still should be in subjection and surrender to the governmental orders, even if those governmental orders are not about our health, but about total submission? We'll be talking about today a symbol of submission. That's what the mask is. The mask is a symbol of our submission to the authority, the tyrannical, totalitarian, authoritarian, heavy hand of government today. That's what it's about. That's all it's been about for over 2 years. It's not about your health. It's not about my health. It's about submission and control. That's been the whole modus operandi, the whole methodology that's been utilized in the federal and state governments across America. And I'm thankful that we're in a free state called Florida. I'm thankful that that's not been the case for the duration of what has been called the pandemic. It's a plandemic. True, it's a deadly pathogen that we have had to deal with, but it's planned. It was out of the gain of function research that came out of Wuhan, China, paid for by U.S. taxpayer dollars, orchestrated and instituted by Emperor St. Anthony Fauci, that's killed about a billion people globally. It has harmed about 1.5 million in America with the vaccination, and about 500,000, according to Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel, have died as a result of the vaccination. So I believe it's been a mass genocide, and it is a push to get we the people to submit and surrender to the authoritarian, totalitarian, dictatorial mandates of the Biden administration. Nothing more and nothing less. Love to have your comments, your dialogue, and discussion just after our monologue this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In Proverbs, the 14th chapter, the 34th verse, righteousness exalteth, that means to lift up, to glorify a nation, but sin is a reproach, that is a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. We find today, ladies and gentlemen, that men and women and boys and girls have been forced to submit to the authoritarian government that is over us today. We no longer are free people. Our Bill of Rights no longer viewed as being the authoritative position for a government or an administrative system to follow. The scripture says in Psalms 146 and verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We look at the scripture as being the plan that God has for man to carry out our lives. It is according to Psalms 119, verse 105. The word of God is to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And it is not possible unless we study the word. This is the reason Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says very forthrightly in John 14, 6, I am truth. Then he makes a declaratory statement in John 17, 17, where Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to be viewed as being the primary modus operandi for our lives. It is the truth of the word of God. And truth is not sought for today. Truth is not honored today. Truth is dissed and demeaned and somehow, some way, dissuading others to simply live as you think is best for you and not based on truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be so valid and so true today. This is the reason I have appreciated the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint's statement when he warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, where there is no truth, there is no honorability. In our nation, we find that to be the case today. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer and the statement that was made by Jan Hus. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that should be our lifestyle. That should be our modus operandi. That should be our purpose in life, is to stand for the truth, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe there's coming a day, and I'm not a pessimist, I'm not a doom and gloomist, but I believe there's coming a day very soon on the calendar of God where if you stand for truth, we're talking about the truth of the Word of God, what God's Word says, and if you stand for the truth of the Word of God, everything else will fall into place with the truth being spoken. Truth of the Word of God. But I believe there will come a day very soon when you or I or anyone as a Christian, a conservative, a patriot, stands on truth, that our lives will be in jeopardy. We're very close to that in America today. That's the way it is in multitudes of nations around the globe today, that you cannot stand for truth. So therefore, I go back to the fact that we need to have a central biblicist worldview. A central biblicist worldview simply means that whatever is happening in the globe, whatever's happening in your life and in mine, whatever's taking place in Ukraine or Russia, whatever's taking place with the decisions that's made by this administration, the Biden cabal, the Biden family cabal, the administration that's more corrupt and more inept than Jimmy Carter ever thought he could be in annals of history. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look at it from a central biblicist worldview. That means we take the Bible and it becomes the prism by which we analyze every event that's taking place and make a determination based on God's wisdom how we should respond. It's by telling the truth and standing for the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. Tools for Time is located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark There's an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good, good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the employees and their families to worship God in the house of God as God ordained it from the very beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for a Time. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview and see what God does is placing you into the family of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are open. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Today, ladies and gentlemen, millions, listen very carefully, millions of Americans awakened this morning feeling liberated from the tyranny and the totalitarian fiat orders of the federal government for submission to the government. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Kimball Mazel, I believe that's the pronunciation, the U.S. District Judge and the U.S. District Courts just struck down the Biden administration's mask mandate. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire lockdown, the entire shutdown of churches, the entire destruction of our economy, and the forced mask wearing has been to force citizens, to force we the people, to submit and surrender to government. The whole masquerade, ladies and gentlemen, has never been about our health. The whole masquerade of the forced vaccinations, the forced firing of those that refuse to get the vaccination, the forced mask wearing, the forced lockdowns that destroyed our total fundamental economy in America over the past 2 years, and the forced masquerade of forcing people, infants almost, to wear a mask and to go to school with a mask. It's been discovered of late, ladies and gentlemen, that those students in school and being forced to wear a mask for the past 2 years, it's discovered that they are languishing socially, they're languishing academically, they're languishing emotionally as a result of being forced to wear a mask. Now, listen very carefully. The mask mandate lift by the federal government did not lift the mandates that's in so many of our schools, but across the nation, parents are waking up, parents are standing up, speaking up, and saying, we will not force a diaper to be put on the face of our kids. And I'm in full agreement with that. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it eviscerates our foundations. The Bible says that if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalms 11, verse 3. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said for over 2 years now, it's time that Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. It's time that we come out of the closet and cease being silent. It's time that we say enough is enough, and we'll not submit to renegade, tyrannical, totalitarian governmental system. Ladies and gentlemen, our government was designed and set up by our forefathers as being ordained of God. Romans chapter 13 is very, very clear that God ordained government for the purpose of government to being a slave servant to God and to carry out God's word and God's will in the hearts and the lives of the citizens in our nation and around the globe. That was God's purpose of civil government. Civil government was designed to punish the bad and to protect the good. We're finding today it's totally reverse of that. We're finding the government using a twist of the law, a modification and moderation of the laws in order to force the good to submit to the government rather than submitting to God. And ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall from the very start of the man-created, China-originated, government-orchestrated control of we the people, there has never been one iota, hear me, there's never been one iota of empirical evidence that lockdowns or mask mandates work and that the deadly killer shots of vaccinations, as they call them, are absolutely inadequate. You remember that February of 2020, Emperor Fauci, Saint Emperor Fauci, came on television nationally and said masks were not required, masks were not necessary. Masks, after all, he said in his very words, do not prevent the spread of any virus, any disease, and especially of COVID. It was less than 2 weeks that all of a sudden masks are required, and that mask mandate's been enforced across America now for 2+ years. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just throw this little tidbit of information in, lest you're concerned about it. If you want to wear a mask, wear it. If you want to keep it on while sleeping, wear it. If you want to keep it on while you're eating, put your little hole in the middle of the mask and eat with your mask on. That's your prerogative. But my prerogative ought to be, and my privilege and freedom ought to be, if I don't want to wear a mask, I shouldn't be forced to do so. I've said for over 2 years, ladies and gentlemen, if a woman can commit murder by way of abortion by saying that a woman has the authority over her own body, and that's the Supreme Court ruling, Roe versus Wade in 1973, ladies and gentlemen, was on the premise that constitutionally that we can rule and control our own bodies. If that's so for murdering a child, an infant in the womb of the mother, why can't I say no to a mask mandate? Why can't I say no to a forced injection that's going to either kill me or malign me or lame me or sterilize me or harm me in some fashion for the rest of my life? Why can't I make that decision? That's been the whole argument, the whole charade, ladies and gentlemen, now for over 2 years in the United States of America. I think it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I think, ladies and gentlemen, it's time we recognize the charade. It's time for the charade to be over. Ladies and gentlemen, our economy was undermined. Our faith in government was undermined. And right at this very moment, there's very little faith and confidence in anything that's called the U.S. medical system. Our hospitals have become incubators for murdering those that are rated as COVID because they get paid to put the ventilator down your throat. They get paid to put the PPE on. They get paid to force you to wear a mask. They get paid in the U.S. Department of Education through the CARES Act that's disseminating over $200 million to the school boards across America to force our kids to wear masks. And what's not been told to the American citizen is the fact that the doctor's offices are operating under the CDC, which says the masks are required. As long as they enforce the mask requirement, the physician's offices, your doctor, my doctor, our doctor's offices receives pay every month from the CDC, from the CARES Act, from the federal government, as long as they enforce you and force you to wear a mask. It's not about your health. It's not about my health. It's about submission and control. That's the reason we're talking today about the symbol of submission. The symbol of submission. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that we had a Trump-appointed judge. She was appointed in 2020. She was 33 years old at the time. I believe that would make her about 35 years old today. And in a moment during the course of this broadcast, I'm going to be reading some horrifying, terrifying headlines coming out of some of the loose likes, lost communist, BLM, Marxist, Democratic leaders across America, and some of the things that are being said with headline news from the Communist Network News that's antithetical to anything that's called truth. But they are horrified, they're terrified that a federal judge now has overruled the illegal act of Sleepy Joe Biden. I think that it is something that we need to look at and applaud. I think that you need to go online and look at some of the video footage of some of the airlines when this was announced and the airline pilots announced it, or the attendants on the airplane announced it, and people were singing praises. They were dancing in the aisles. They were rejoicing. And on one of the videos, it had one of the attendants on the plane walking down the aisle singing with a large blue bag. I believe it was on JetBlue aircraft, with a blue bag, garbage bag, for inviting people to dump their mask into the blue garbage bag on a JetBlue airplane because they're now set free of that mandate. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. What is your perspective? What is your take on it? Do you believe that it is a good ruling, a bad ruling? What do you think in relationship to it? I'm going to look at several articles, just headlines and a couple of words from it. One article says, TSA will not enforce COVID mask mandate on planes, public transit, after the court ruling, according to the White House. This article then lists some points. Key points: a federal judge in Florida on Monday ruled that the CDC had overstepped its authority. Hear me. The judge ruled that the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, overstepped its authority when it issued a mask mandate for planes and other forms of public transportation. Second point: the CDC mandate is no longer in effect, and the TSA will not enforce it, the Biden administration said. Third point, the White House is reviewing the court's ruling, and the Justice Department will decide whether it will appeal or not, according to Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The fourth point in this article, the court's ruling comes less than a week after the CDC extended the mandate for 15 days amid a rise in COVID infections nationwide due to more contagious Omicron B2 variant. This article then states, the Transportation Security Administration will not enforce the COVID-19 mask mandate on planes and other transportation. This article says, after a federal judge in Florida on Monday struck down the requirement, ruling that the Centers for Disease Control, listen now, this is the key. This, by the way, it's a 59-page ruling. It's not been published yet. I could not print it out. I read it online. It's a PDF online that you can read but cannot print at this point. And so I'm waiting for them to publish it, officially publish it, so I can print it out. But this is the key point. The judge ruled that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had overstepped its authority, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if they overstepped its authority on that, what have they not overstepped their authority on? I believe the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA all have overstepped their authority constitutionally and what they've been doing and mandating that we get the vaccination, mandating that we put on a mask, mandating that the churches be closed, mandating that the businesses lock down. I believe all of which were unconstitutional and a violation totally of the Bill of Rights that God has given us. And I pray, ladies and gentlemen, that as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, we'll cease being silent, stand up, speak up, come out of the closet, come out from under the bed. And my challenge has always been for the past several years for pastors to grow a spiritual backbone and stand up and speak up from the pulpits so that they'll understand and recognize that that's what God would have us to do. And warning the sheep, warning our flock. The Bible says that we're to be watchmen on the wall, warning of the dangers ahead. And I challenge you today, ladies and gentlemen, to do so. We're talking about a symbol of submission. The mask mandate, putting on a mask, is a symbol of submission. There's some pious folks out there that still say, I'm going to wear a mask. There's some pious people out there that are so prideful they feel that you're doing the right thing by wearing a mask, not realizing it's destroying your oxygen level and thus destroying your health. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the judge's ruling that eviscerated the Biden administration's mask mandate for public transportation. I believe we have Susan on the line. Susan, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Well, hello, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this very important event that we're going to be having here in Jacksonville on Saturday. We all know that censorship is alive and well in America at this time, but the people that are on this tour have been hidden from mainstream media. So, because our government has got an agenda to push, as you just said. Thank the good Lord we have Governor DeSantis, but we won't always have him. So this tour is actually to educate and empower us for when we are without Governor DeSantis. This tour is a bunch of physicians and scientists and health experts. It's starting tomorrow in Destin. Friday is going to be in Tallahassee, and Saturday they're going to be here in Jacksonville. The founder of the tour is a psychologist and a university professor, and the last 16 years has been an influencer known as the Green Smoothie Girl, Robin Obenshaw. She is definitely a Florida refugee who left her state because of the mandates that were happening. The conference is going to be from 1:30 to 6, and we are hosting it, and I'm so excited because we've got this great big venue, and we would love to fill it up. The big thing is that the doctors that are in this tour is Dr. Peter McCullough. He is the most publicized cardiologist. Now, all these people have been censored, so hopefully you guys can look not on Google, but maybe DuckDuckGo or Bing and look up these physicians because you will see they're world-renowned. Dr. Carrie Madej, who knows the history of the mRNA vaccines, Dr. Ryan Cole, who is a famous pathologist. Those of you who know Chris Beat Cancer, Chris Wark, he is going to be here speaking because he's a big health expert now. And then Robin Obenshaw, the Green Smoothie Girl. And our favorite lawyer, Jeff Childress. I don't know if you guys have heard of him or not, but he is down in Gainesville. He's going to be speaking, and he's been helping employees fight the mandates at work. for the vaccine mandate.
Susan, if I can jump in for just a moment so the people have a little better idea. Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, and Jeff Childress, I'm familiar with their work, and I've quoted them on the air dozens and dozens and dozens of times. In fact, Jeff Childress, the attorney down from Gainesville, Jeff has filed suit against the Mayo Hospital on at least one occasion where a patient was refused ivermectin and a hydroxychloroquine that could have saved his life, and it went to a judge. Judge summarily tossed it out. But nevertheless, Susan, I want our listeners to understand Jeff Childress, as an attorney representing those that are being mistreated, maltreated, and inhumanely treated in our hospitals and in the medical system, with hopefully giving some relief. So I, for one, delighted that he's going to be on in the venue, that there will be an opportunity for preachers to ask the question. Susan, you've not touched on it yet, but I would suggest, and I'll let you talk then about that a little more, I would suggest that every preacher listening, if you're involved in ministry, if you're an active pastor, if you're a pastor that's leading a church, you need to understand, dear pastor, what's taking place. And I'm saddened that so many of our pastors have accepted federal dollars in order to shut the churches down, and therefore it has closed the mouths of these pastors being able to stand up and speak up and be actively involved. Susan, tell our listeners why it is important and what's being done in a special fashion to have pastors to come out and to be in the venue that will be on this Saturday.
Well, like you said, Dr. Youngblood, the preachers are supposed to be helping their sheep know what they're supposed to do. And when you've got these pastors that accepted the PPP money from the government, they are actually pushing the experimental vaccine, because those of you that don't realize it, this is still an experiment. The only FDA-approved vaccine is Comfority, and you can't even get that in the United States. So every vaccine that people are getting is an experiment. You are a part of the big experiment. So knowing this, the pastors need to go back and discuss it with their flock. We actually have a few scholarships for pastors that have churches here that we could get you in for free. And I'd like you to call me and give me your name and your church, and I'll let you know if we have scholarships available for you. My name is Susan Callahan. My phone number is 904-504-1334. That's 904-504-1334. But those of you that might not have a church, but you still want to come, we would love for you to come. The cost is $35 for this great event, and you can get your tickets at TicketActionForFreedom. This is all one word, TakeActionForFreedom.com/FLPOUR. So it's TakeActionForFreedom.com/Florida Tour, but it's FLTOUR. And we also will be having a fundraiser dinner that evening, and that is to help offset the cost of these doctors that people are going after their medical license, and we actually have a lot of legal fees. So that fundraiser is to help offset those costs. So you can also get your tickets for the VIP event that night. Now, those of you who want to know where it's at, we're not telling anybody. You'll get an email the day before letting you know where the venue is, because we want to protect the place that we're having it, and we want to protect the speakers also. So call me if you have any questions. I would love to answer them for you. And thank you once again, Dr. Youngblood, for letting us talk about this.
Susan, give your telephone number one more time and the email address that they can go to, or the website address to get tickets.
My number is 904-504-1334, 904-504-1334, and the website is TakeActionForFreedom, TakeActionFOR. FREEDOM.com/FLTOUR.
Amen. Thank you, Susan, for calling in and giving that invitation for our listeners today. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We've got 1 minute top of the hour news, and we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.